Hello.
Hi, George.
Hey,
How are you? Hello, can you hear me?
Excuse me for just a minute or two before we get started. I just want to prepare a few more things.
Okay, no worries.
Hey, hi, sir. Sorry, George, can you hear me? I just realized I had probably my speakers off and I didn't hear you if you said something.
Yeah, that was probably the issue. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Oh, that's
Oh,
terrible. Sorry about that. Yeah, sorry
good.
for waiting though. I was just adding a few more things, few more points to the agenda last minute. But I think we can get started now.
You.
Okay, so let me share the screen. So as usual, I'll leave this antitrust policy open for a bit and visible. In the meantime, yeah, I would like to welcome you, George, and anybody who's tuning in the recording to Aries Community Call on first time in 23 on January 5, 2023. Yeah, and today there's a bit more interesting agenda than usual, as I would like to not only go through like the last week day-to-day operation, day-to-day work and PRs, but also kind of review the 2023 and think about what might be important going forward in 2023. So yeah, let's get right into it. So I'll start with the usual agenda, which would be fairly quick, and then move into the interesting part. So as for the recent work done, we have removed the public agent portion of the code base, resulting in nice decrease of 1,000 lines. Always happy to see PRs like this, where we are reducing complexity. So this public agent abstraction, that was something was pretty much just used for the institutional issuer/verifier use case. So probably nobody really touched anybody who's using VCX on the device. And there was this small poll here. It's already closed, I guess. And there was this short poll before doing this work, where apparently nobody really was using this. So this is gone now. There was some minor refactoring PRs, which are probably not worth going into detail. And then as for what's going right now, we are still working on the completing NAPIR as base bindings for the Node.js wrapper. This is also beautiful PR in a sense of removing 7,000 lines and adding 2,000 instead. So it's a nice reduction of complexity for sure. The Node wrapper is much simpler now. It's much faster. It runs with Node 18. It seems to be more stable in CI. The only piece of work we are now missing here is publishing the wrapper to the npm.js, which is a bit more trickier now as we are building node modules binary file, which we need to distribute along with the wrapper itself, along with the JavaScript files, and that's something novel to us. We haven't done before, so we'll have to figure out how to publish it correctly and how to publish it for the multiple different architectures. But it'll be definitely nice, also leading to nice like usability improvement, where basically when you want to use libvcx/arisvcx from Node.js, you'll no longer need to first compile the Rust binary yourself and then put it into like a system path and then run the wrapper. Instead, you'll just put the arisvcx as your dependency in your Node project, and it should download everything needed, including all the precompiles for your architecture. So that's that. Then we started expanding support for non-mediated connections into libvcx. So basically to expose it on the FFI layers. There's two PRs regarding that. And then lastly, the PR, which is currently in draft from George. Install and quit, I guess. The PR, which is using Credex for verifier. But since it's still draft and you are here, George, what's needed in this PR to turn it into a PR from the draft state? Is there stuff missing? I see it's pretty short, but I'm not really sure how much work is there to do the verifier with Credex.
There wasn't too much work. There was only really one verifier method which needed to be filled in, which was just verify proof.
Hmm.
And it seems to be working. I have some tests failing because they're not throwing the correct errors.
Mm-hmm.
The tests are expecting like a libindi error code. Mm. So now I'm trying to figure out the best way to go about fixing that. Because I think the right move would be to move away from relying on libindi error codes. And
yeah, for sure, for sure. Probably yeah. Should have some sort of like custom, maybe customly defined error, and then in the libindi in the implementation of a verifier, sort of map that in the error to whatever custom Aries v6 error we need to have or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I started doing that. And yeah, I just need a bit of time to finish that off when I get a chance. But yeah, doing that error stuff will put us in a good place for doing the next set of issuer APIs, because there'll be a lot more errors there. And more APIs to deal with.
I see. Awesome. Sounds great. Okay. And now, yeah. Now this is for the week, I guess. And moving into the interesting stuff. It's a 2022 review, and the current state. So yeah, I think 2022 was like really like significant move forward. In many different terms, and maybe I'll jump a little bit here, but actually I will start with this piece here, this point here, as the increased community focus, basically like starting like late summer this year, we started to put more focus on like getting more community traction and become more community friendly. So we've increased our like Discord activity and responsivity and started doing these community calls, and I think it turned great because we've saw a number of contributors in the Q3 Q4. I guess it was most notably, I would say, yourself, George, as you came with a really awesome and huge PR contribution with the Credex integration. But also, just recently, we saw on Discord, have it open. Yeah, we saw interest from Dinesh to implement Flutter wrapper for libvcx. So that's awesome. He says that he's even planning to open source that and contribute it later. And yeah, there was also a number of other contributors, namely credits to Pomfar, GUIJ3P, and Paul RPS, also Kukini. And then I guess so this was important driver for I would say no actually few achievements this year.
I think it's definitely more welcoming now, VCX, because you know, we started looking at it in Q3 of last year, and it was a little mysterious because there wasn't too many messages in Discord and it was hard to get a glance of what's happening, but there's a lot more community action now, and it's really good.
Oh yeah, that's really that's awesome to hear. I didn't know that you've been around for so long actually. Yeah. Okay. Then moving on to more technical parts. There was definitely progress in modularization and decoupling. So we started kind of splitting out the individual crates. So now we have a DDO crate, messages crate, and there's efforts to further split other bigger crates, which for now are like divided into modules. So for example, Recently, LibVCX has been split into APIC and APIVCX, whereas the APIVCX is completely unaware of the upper layer APIC. And it's also possible to compile LibVCX without the APIC itself, just simply excluding it by configuring Rust cargo features. And then also, importantly, and this has been pain for a long time, we are trying to get rid of the VCX agency mediator dependency and just kind of make it optional, at least for now. Although it's pretty useful for the mobile use case, and I think people are using it, at the same time, it just makes it much harder for anyone to try out Aries V6 right now, as you are kind of, it's just this extra dependency, extra service you need to have running somewhere. And yeah, that's just like extra barrier. So we'd like to make this optional. Also V6, the mediator itself is not really useful in case you are trying to build issuer or verifier with Aries VCX. So this just kind of is adding really extra complexity for such a use case. And hence the work we are currently doing with adding support for the non-mediated connection protocol. And even with the non-mediated connection protocol, you should always still be able to use the mediation perhaps aside yourself. But we don't want to bake it into the Aries VCX itself too much. So it might be useful optional dependency, but we don't want to force this particular mediator implementation. Then for moving to the next point, it's just kind of generic, but lots of energy has been spent on refactoring and simplifications. I don't have any sort of numbers or metric for this right now. Along with the testing improvements, I think it just we've been trying hard to make it easier to read the code and to modify it. This actually like ties a lot to the increased community focus, where in past, while we've still been paying like old technical debt, it would be difficult to actually onboard new contributors. But now with kind of code cleanup and technical debt payoffs, it's really easier, and it makes sense to start building community, or it's easier to get new people onto what's going on. And then the last 2 points was AATH integration. There was a work done by mainly Miroslav, a colleague of mine, to increase the AATH coverage. So we have regular integration interoperability tests now with AFJ and Akapai, which is just a nice combo because many people are using Akapai for the issuer. On the other hand, I think many people will also be using FJ for the mobile use case. So I find those like two main pairs to test against. But going forward, there's still space for improvements for the enabling more coverage in a short term. Of December, last month of it last year, great progress on the Node.js wrapper implementation. As I already mentioned in the weekly progress, we started using different FFI approach, which works like multiple magnitudes faster with Node 18 than the old one. And just also much more maintainable and safer, all the good stuff. And that being said, I would want to encourage anyone who's like using Aries VCX for a mobile use case to either like try contribute, you know, try explore different approaches for different approaches than what we do currently with the Java and iOS wrapper, as I believe there's better ways now. And we ourselves in APSA, we are not planning to contribute too much into the Java and iOS wrapper anymore. So definitely looking for like contributors in this area. So even in this sense, it's great to hear that Dinesh is thinking of contributing the Flutter wrapper. So kind of a new approach, giving new options how to consume the library from the mobile. But yeah, I think there's probably more modern approaches at this point than the way we currently do with the iOS and Java wrapper. I don't have any specific tips, but I believe that there's similar, like with the Node.js wrapper. I think there's probably better approaches now. Perhaps George, you have more knowledge on how to like do the FFI, like modern FFI integration with mobile, right? Because you've been mentioning the FFI library.
I think Unify RS is the main one I kind of believe in as being one of the best at the moment.
And just out of curiosity, when you are like building like with Unify, you are building just directly on Aries VCX. I presume you are not attaching libvcx part of the code base.
Yeah, nothing to do with libvcx.
Right. Yeah, so I guess then there's multiple ways. Somebody might choose to build some uni FFI on top of API VCX portion of libvcx, or perhaps even just directly on Aries VCX, which might be actually a better option.
It's a good question about what would be the better option. Just because I think Unify has so many great features, like being able to automatically generate, you know, full struct types in Swift and Kotlin, and things like that. You don't need to use handlers or things like that. You can just use object. Right. Lots of cool features like that.
This might be interesting, I guess, discussion point for Dinesh. Maybe something to just make sure he's aware of before he commits to the Flutter wrapper with certain approach. As in like Node.js, the Node.js wrapper we have, it's been kind of built on top of handle, so it's hard to run away from it now without like huge rework of the thing. But yeah, maybe since this UniFi like can actually generate structs and stuff like this, might be better to actually start just on Aries VCX itself without the being enforced to work with the handles. But yeah. I wonder what Zdinesh's take on this, or if he sees advantage going with the VCX in his case.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with Flutter, to be honest. or what tools exist there. Yeah, another great part of Unify is the error handling and how errors get passed, you know, through the layer. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Nice. I would be definitely curious to see the Unify. Do you think you would be like you briefly touched on it before that? Do you think you would be able to contribute some like short demo example, like what's the actual approach? You know, how does it look like if you build Unify kind of layer on top of Aries VCX?
Yeah, sure. I could try a proof of concept demo branch.
Yeah, it would be interesting maybe for other people to, you know, to get in just for inspiration, I guess. But yes. If you have resources and time and if you can do it, it would be great. That's I'll leave it at that. You know, it's up to you, but it will be for sure appreciated. Now, looking into ahead in 2023 outlook, so should be in the 2023, I believe, should be in the theme of fortification and just further modularizing and decoupling stuff across the board. And my suggestion here in this issue was that to kind of start this gratification with the messages crate, just by starting publishing it on crates.io. And I believe this should like drive us to improve the documentation for the crate and also to think more about the APIs, like which pieces of the crate should be actually public and which should be private, which so far I think we haven't put so much energy effort into this, and many things are public just because it's convenient, but perhaps not everything should be really published out of the crate. And so yeah, I think this will kind of drive us to think about these things a bit harder and do things better at higher quality. And the idea is to start with the messages, to kind of learn them, to explore the boilerplate, how to actually publish it from the CI, and how to approach the versioning. Should the messages and the other crates be kind of kept at the same version, or shall we just start versioning everything separately? Questions like that, things like that. And I think, yeah, this can be applied then further to the other crates and modules in the current code base as well. I already closed it. We can do the same thing for like did doc crate and did your resolver crate once we implement that, or the protocols crate. And I imagine this could be like separates, you know, really kind of individual well-documented crates on crates.io people could use and build upon and perhaps, you know, contribute into these crates without necessarily dealing with working with Aries VCX itself, the main Aries VCX crate, but perhaps we can gain more traction on these like lower level components, which could be shared by other projects which want to deal with the Aries in Rust as well. So trying to find like this kind of shared denominator for different projects, which might not be necessarily Aries VCX projects. Then the next point here, which I was thinking about, was the, which I find important, although we just like currently one issue on our repo, was implementing DDO resolver, and just generally drive the code base more about DDOs as they are this, I believe they should be kind of a first class citizen in the code base. And yeah, I mean, it's shared kind of data structure across the ledgers. So if we want to be ledger agnostic, which going forward long-term, we definitely want to be, then we should definitely think more in terms of DID documents. And this is a issue which is briefly describing some issues and things we should think about, and probably can get started with the DidSolve in the method soon. I suppose during the 2023 there should be DidIn the method be supported by in the ledgers, and also I believe VDR tools itself, not VDR tools, in the VDR itself, so we can perhaps implement this as well. And then as a sort of experimental feature, we could perhaps try to harness the uni resolver as a way of resolving DDOs, although obviously this is relying on a third party for the resolution, which is not ideal. And it's just nicer when the users can resolve the DDOs like natively and in a self-sovereign manner without a trusted party. But yeah, the nice thing about this obviously would be then suddenly we could resolve like DDOs across the board, across all the ledgers, Bitcoin, Ethereum, you know, all of those tens of different DID methods which exist today, not only ledgers, but yeah, just pretty much everything. Moving to the next point, I think also important achievement for the 2023 would be like finishing the migration to the Credex libraries. I think we have like, I mean, that we are definitely like midway or perhaps by midway to accomplish this, as we have the holder and prover part pretty much done. But well, actually, even the verifier seems to be quite easy, and now it's a matter of finishing off the work with the issuer, which might be more challenging in terms of implementation, but then also the the migration from the old VDR tools to the Credex libraries. Not sure what this is gonna what it's gonna take, but definitely it's important for us to enable the issuer who started on the VDR tools should continue operations with Credex libraries. And I don't know, I guess it depends how things are being stored in the wallet and things like that. I'm not really sure exactly what these challenges are, but the data structures in the wallet should somehow stay intact. So switching to the Credex libraries should be somehow possible for the issuers. And yeah, once we are done with this, we can continue focusing on the Aries ASCAR support, which is now challenging because of some conflicting dependencies between the Credex and in the VDR tools library. So yeah, we'll see how this goes, and then we'll continue looking at what it takes to move on to Aries ASCAR wallet. So actually, maybe I can add it here. I think it's quite important point, and it should deserve it. It deserves to be on the list. I think support. Add support for Aries ASCAR wallet. And I guess products libraries on the issuer plus verifier. And well, it should be, there should be some enable migration of VDR tools issuer to become a Credex issuer. I'll save it like this. Then this is again a bit a generic point here for 2023, but just generally want to improve the code quality. I think there's still space for improvements in terms of like utilizing, you know, being more trait focused, do more typing. There's number of cases across the board in the code base where we're passing strings where actually we could, whereas we know it's particular type of string, for example, a DID. So there's places in the code base we're passing DID as a string, but it would be just much safer to work with the code base if we had some sort of type for the DID itself, whether it's just like alias or it's actually something more advanced, which can like serialize, deserialize, validate the IDs, stuff like that. And this could be applied for not only the IDs, but also like keys, public keys, and perhaps URLs might be more. And then lastly, also importantly, I would like to speed up the test execution. Just like recently, I think a month or two ago, I was mentioning the improvement, like magnitude, order of magnitude improvement in execution of some particular test where we removed the mediator agency and instead started using sort of in-memory channels instead for the communication between two parties in the test, which led to a really huge test execution improvement. And yeah, we would like to, you know, continue driving this effort further on the more tests and just make the integration tests really as fast as possible. And it's kind of like closed loop, I guess. You know, the more we improve the code quality and the test execution, the easier it's gonna be. It's gonna work on the next point right here, the community engagement. If the code is better, easier to read, safer, easier to contribute, it tests easier and faster. It's also easier to gain more traction with potential contributors, as it's easier for them to get started, and that's something I would still like us to improve. There's definitely gaps in the documentation right now. It's just how to get started, but also more in terms of more technical documentation, as there's not really any like Word documentation on the Aries VCX level. There's a old documentation on the libvcx layer, which however might be even outdated in some cases. I would like to just mainly focus on the Aries VCX as a crate and as its individual submodules and subcrates, and focus on getting that as a core piece of the whole project, getting to the best possible shape with the nice documentation, and making it easier for people to get started. So this also ties to the agency we are, the mediator agency we are removing now. As right now, it's being an extra barrier to get started. So we would just like to have some really simple, ideally some simple example built on top of Aries VCX code somewhere on the main README page, where you would see like how to do something, you know, how to send let's say a DITCOM message over using Aries VCX, or maybe issue credential or something like that. Just like really short, concise demonstration of Aries VCX API, which you will be able to run locally without much obstructions and much pre-requirements. I think this has like improved a lot in 2022, actually, where originally you had to build VDR tools / libindi first and set it up into your like system path, and then you had to build the libvcx, and it just had this kind of indirect dependency, this runtime dependency. And this has been removed at the like towards the end of 2022, where right now you can run cargo build in Aries VCX and just build all of the dependencies. So it's simply batteries included, and you don't really have to go ahead and pre-build VDR tools manually or something like that. But yeah, there are still ways to, I think, make it easier for people to get started. And yeah, I guess this is related. It would be great to see more Aries VCX project examples, whether it's like FFI wrappers or agents or just pretty much anything. And I guess at this point we have, well, we could say that we have a few of them right now. I mean, counting libvcx as one of the crates being built of Aries VCX, that's one. But then further we have, and now we have Rust agent, which is built directly on top of Aries VCX. Then we also have, right now, just as a pull request, but we have a further iteration on top of that. We have a CLI program built on these Aries VCX Rust agent, which lets you to perform basic operations from CLI using Aries VCX. And then, you know, this Flutter wrapper from Dinesh. Or perhaps if you, George, contribute some UniFI example, that would be awesome. Or actually just like, I would love to see any kind of projects built on Aries VCX. Perhaps the kind of like side project I have personally in mind will be building Mediator with Aries VCX, which is now, again, thanks to the decoupling from the VCX agency mediator, now it's possible because you can use Aries connections without mediation, which in fact enables you to build a mediator on top of Aries VCX. So that's kind of a project which would be cool to see, as Rust is super fast and mediator is kind of like a middleware type of project. And I feel like Rust is really a good candidate for this kind of implementation. And then finishing off this list, obviously it would be nice to add a new protocol support, I think namely, and most importantly, the DD Exchange protocol. Probably update support for the newer versions of the issuance and verification, proof verification protocols, which should be fairly low-hanging fruit, I imagine. Nevertheless, it's still some work which is have to be done. So yeah, that's something to look out for 2023. Hopefully we'll get that done. And then I think it would be also great to dig into the DITCOM 2.0 exploration, although this might be a bit more disruptive work, I assume. I haven't explored the DITCOM 2.0 much yet, but I know that there's a number of differences, and I'm not sure exactly what impact this is going to have on the ARIES-v6 code base. But I don't think it should be significant, because DITCOM is really just the communication exchange, and it shouldn't really impact the other ARIES protocols which work over DITCOM. So whether it's issuance or presentation protocol, they are pretty much agnostic as to what kind of channel has been used to exchange messages. So possibly this is gonna have like disrupt the connection or data exchange type of protocols somewhat. I'm not sure. But yeah, I think I'm not sure if we're gonna fully implement DITCOM 2.0 this year, but it'll be definitely nice to at least get a clearer picture on what to expect from it and what it's gonna look like once we start implementing it, just to kind of get a better vision of what it's gonna bring. ARIES-v6. Sorry.
Sorry, I was just gonna say, yeah, I think ACAPI have maybe all of DITCOM v2 implemented in their code base. I'm not sure if they use it, but there's definitely those files set up to pack and unpack v2 messages using ASCAR. I'm not too sure if it's possible to do it using libindi, just because libindi only has the pack and unpack methods, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And also I think there's other differences other than encryption. I think like you actually specified transports in those messages you are sending directly. So as far as I heard, basically DITCOM 2.0 kind of eliminates the need for the connection and data exchange protocol to some degree. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. Maybe I'm not sure if I'm correct here, but that's what I remember. There's this nice website, I think, which just describes the differences. DITCOM v2. So this is guidebook, I guess. Well, I don't know why it's so slow. No, this is not exactly what I was looking for. No, it was different. What's new or something like that? What's new in DITCOM 2? So this describes it quite nicely, and there's a few main points here, but I guess let's not get into technicalities here too deeply. We can maybe set up some meeting, some of the weekly calls to kind of look through it directly in like a kind of workshopy collaborative way, and just learn together about how to implement DITCOM 2 how to integrate it in the ARIES-v6. I'm not sure what I meant with this last point. Maybe I meant to write something more and then I didn't. So I think I'll just delete this off. I think it's an error. And yeah, that brings us to the end of the list. So yeah, that's it. We have lots of work to do in 2023, and it's really exciting to see more people coming on board, which makes me more confident about all this stuff actually getting done, as opposed to a big portion of like pre 2022 and pre 2022 we didn't have such a community focus, and there was less people, obviously less people coming in and contributing. So yeah, it's exciting to see new people joining in and having really nice contributions.
It's a great list. It's very exciting. Thanks for putting it together.
Yeah, awesome. I don't know, do you have anything, any perhaps any thoughts, or whether it's on 20 maybe 2023 kind of plan, or anything else you would like to see?
I think we covered it all, really. I think personally the protocol stuff I think will be pretty exciting, and also turning Aries VCX into its own crate that can be published, you know, to crates.io will be a cool journey, I think. Yeah, just because, you know, there'll be a few hurdles, I think. Like, I think to get things published on crates.io, you can't have any Git dependencies and things like that. So then, you know, we might have to publish the fork of VDR tools on crates.io as well, or something like that. And yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. Right. We are using now those Git dependencies a bit. Yeah, I guess we'll have to cross some gaps, I think if we start actually with like those lower level, like I guess publishing Aries VCX as a crate might be a bit challenging in exactly these terms as you described, but then if we start with like those smaller crates and those sub crates, might be actually easier then, because they themselves have very few dependencies. Like when you think about the messages or DITCROM crate, or perhaps even the protocols crate, once we extract it, those should be fairly simple ones. So I guess might be not so difficult there, but once we move up the stack, then maybe we'll get a few more challenges. But in the end, I guess, you know, I guess it's still just driving. It might be challenges, but it's really just driving us to that right directions. I mean, the project sounds to be more mature if it doesn't have Git dependencies, right? If it actually depends on other crates which are properly published. So
yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Drive us to remove the code smells and improve documentation and the APIs. I think it's gonna have a nice second order effects. The publishing itself. And yeah, I would be really excited, I guess, for 2023 if we publish some of these crates, like not Aries VCX, but let's say Aries messages. And it would be exciting to see someone else building different project, maybe different Aries implementation, whatever. But actually somebody utilizing those, you know, sub crates for themselves and having contributors who are interested in, I don't know, DITCOM or DID resolver crate, but not necessarily Aries VCX crate, and then start working on those the shared pieces together. That would be really cool to see. All right. Yeah, we spent almost 1 hour going through this list. So it's pretty much end. And time to wrap it up. I guess that being said, yeah, this is the first time we are speaking, George, this year, isn't it?
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year. Yeah, also happy new year to anyone who tuned in today. Again, anybody who's listening, we are very much happy for anyone to join the meetings. Feel free to go ahead and modify the agenda if you would like to attend the next meeting on 12th. You can just come into this wiki page and add points you would like to discuss here. So feel free to join. Thank you for listening. Thank you, George, for being my partner here, discussing the library outlook and the reviewing. It's much easier to talk when there's somebody to talk to, actually. So yeah, thank you very much for your time. It's almost weekend, so enjoy your weekend and I'll be here next week again.
No worries. Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.
See you.